We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and the next segment going to be featuring the Sunset Zoo on In Focus. We have joining us from the zoo, Marketing and Communications Officer Melissa Kirkwood, who's joining us this morning. Good to have you on here on a cold Monday.
Yeah, good morning. It is a little chilly, but unfortunately, I feel like we knew this was on its way. I guess it's a snowy October.
Yeah, a little rare to see snowflakes falling in October, but I'm sure you've seen it before, having lived in Kansas probably for a little while.
Yeah, we have. I'm a Kansas gal, born and bred, but yes. So my husband and I were actually just talking about, do you remember snowy Halloweens? And I think we've had a few, maybe more so out western Kansas, but, you know, we do try to just bundle up, and that's what we're doing here at the zoo. Regardless of weather, I mean, we are here for our animals, and they're out and about regardless of the weather. Now, some are just, they're either off exhibit or they're like us. They're like, no way. I think I'll be inside today. So they get that choice.
Awesome. Is there any animals out there that prefer the cold weather?
You know, it really just depends on it depends on their mood a lot, but there are a lot that actually do become a lot more active with the colder weather. And it's surprising somewhat, but this weekend, as it was starting to get colder and colder, some of the animals that I saw become more active were our cheetahs were more active. The gibbons, which are the longer armed primates that we have, they really prefer being outside almost all the time. So it just depends on their personalities and the weather. But there are some animals that really just do prefer to be outside.
All right. Well, I know a lot of folks prefer coming out to the zoo right now because there's an opportunity to get outside. You don't have to be stuck indoors all the time. You can socially distance at the zoo. And you're right in the middle of one of your big events of the year, a little bit scaled back this year, but Spooktacular is ongoing.
Yeah, Spooktacular is ongoing. We did have to rearrange Spooktacular quite a bit this year due to the pandemic, but it is an event that we have had here at Sunset Zoo for well over 20 years, and it has become kind of a staple of the season for us and for the community. People look forward to Spooktacular, and we wanted to find a way to make it work how we could for the community. So we expanded Spooktacular this year to 6 days instead of two. And we started last Thursday and are still ongoing. We had quite a busy weekend. We sold out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then we are still going tonight, believe it or not, tonight and tomorrow. We'll just ask you to bundle up just like we do. We have lots of options for you to just kind of be around the zoo. It will be a safe environment. We've treated all of our walkways and pathways. But so we've expanded our event to allow for social distancing. So we are limiting our participation to 240 guests per evening. And we ask that those interested in attending pre-purchase tickets before they get here so that there is not a line at our gate. And so far so good. That has not been an issue at all. We streamline the process and make it as quick as possible. When you get here, all you need to do is tell us your name, and we then admit you into the gate as quickly as possible for you to get to see those animals, and also, let's not forget, get a big bag of candy.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And that's given to you out the door, isn't that right?
It is. So we traditionally, with Spooktacular in the past, had vendors that had trick-or-treat stations. And just to eliminate that interaction this year, we are pre-stuffed bags with candy and a few treats. And we've got a couple of great sponsors that are helping us. You'll get things like a free kids meal from Kane's Chicken, and then you'll get lots of candy and a few little trinkets and toys as well. And it's something that we want to do to be able to have families interact and have that Halloween experience. A lot of kids that I talked with this weekend, this was their first time being in their costume this year. So they were very, very excited to tell me how they were Batman or a butterfly or you know, just different costumes. So we encourage that. I saw lots of coats yesterday over costumes, but it still didn't deter kids. They really enjoyed being outside and being able to see some of how we've decorated the zoo and how that looks.
Awesome. What are some of the best costumes you've seen this weekend?
Oh, so we've had several family costumes. You know, that's something when families obviously are a huge audience for us here at the zoo, but I get to see those kinds of costumes. I had a great pirate family that came through, and they'd even decorated up their wagon as a pirate ship. A good little mixture of I saw Cookie Monsters, which that was really cool, and then seen several different Harry Potter families. So it just varies, but those are some of the top ones. And if you come out, you will see me in costume as well. We encourage our volunteers to be in costume, and I'm no different. So you'll see me. I've got several different costume changes. So I haven't decided what I'm going to be tonight, but whatever it is, it will be with gloves and a hat as well.
That's awesome. That must be fun for you guys to be able to do that and kind of just kind of have a good time out there and also doing a good thing for the community.
Yeah, it is. And it's a great way for us to safely interact with the community and have that ability to just connect. And I think that that's through COVID. I think that that is one thing that a lot of people miss is just interaction. And whether you're an adult or a child, you still miss that interaction. So I think that is one thing that I have seen through our event so far, that lots of people, all of our guests are practicing great social distancing, but you can just see their excitement of seeing other people and seeing other people in costume, and everyone's being great and following our social distancing guidelines of wearing a mask and staying the 6 feet apart. But it is great to connect with people and see their costumes and see the fun that everyone is having. We've done some different things here at the zoo this year. Instead of the treat stations, you will get a full bag of candy as you depart. But we still have decorations throughout the zoo. We've got a lot more inflatables this year that you could take pictures in front of. We've got just lots of little stop stations where you could do pictures with your family. We do have a burlap maze that adults and kids can go through. So they like that. And then we have just stuffed that bag full of candy because we know traditionally that's, you know, what people are looking forward to, especially the kids. So you will get that as you depart so that you're wrappers and things don't end up throughout the zoo.
All right. Sounds good. So spectacular continuing through tomorrow. And I'm sure you have a limited amount of tickets still left for both nights.
We do. We today we've sold for tonight's spectacular. We have have just over 75 tickets left tonight, and we know it's going to be cold, but we are also selling for tomorrow. We did sell out, like I said, all weekend long. So get your tickets today and tomorrow. If you haven't had that chance to test out that costume, now would be a great time. And it's a really friendly environment for you to just get outside for just a bit. And let's be realistic too, as parents, it's a great way to kind of wear out the kiddos as they run around and enjoy the zoo during spectacular.
Yeah, no doubt about that. That's a great point. Let's take a break real quick and we'll talk about some other things going on at the Sunset Zoo. Melissa Kirkwood with us here on In Focus. We'll be back after these words.